Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. The previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, taught us that Kohanim are not forced to give the Shkalim, even though they are obligated to do so. We're going to see here in parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid that this is actually the subject of a machlokas in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Hayid ben Bukhri bi Yavne ben Bukhri testified in Yavne. Call Kohen Sheshokel Enochot, that any Kohen who contributes a shekel does not sin, meaning to say that a Kohen is not obligated to give a shekel. He may do so certainly if he wishes, but it is not an obligation for him to do so. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded to Ben Bukhri and said, Lochi, this is not true, this teaching is incorrect. Elakol Kohen Sheshokel Chote, rather, this is the correct version. Any Kohen who does not contribute a shekel is sinning because Kohanim are obligated to give it, just like all other Jews are obligated to donate the half a shekel. Elisha, Kohanim, Dorshim, Mikras, Elat, but nevertheless the Kohanim mistakenly learned the following pasuk for their own benefit, and therefore some of them did not give shekel, which was completely wrong and incorrect. V'chol minchas Kohen kolil tihiyeh lo se'ochel. The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra that every karban mincha, every flower offering that a Kohen brings, is to be entirely burnt. It shall not be eaten at all. Based on this, the Kohanim thought, Hoil va'omer ushtei halechem v'lechem apanim shelanu. Since if we were to contribute shekel, the karban ha'omer, the shtei halechem that was brought on Shavuos, and the lechem apanim that was brought every single week, that are certainly paid for with these shekel, these are communal offerings that would be brought, and they're partially ours, and they would therefore be considered like the karban mincha of a kohen, and therefore they would say, Heyach ne'acholim, how may they be eaten? As the Torah states they should. The Torah says they should be eaten, but they shouldn't be eaten because they belong to us. So the Kohanim therefore conclude that the Torah must not have meant to include Kohanim in the obligation of the Shkalim. However, again, like we said, this was a mistake, because only a Karban Mincha belonging to a Kohen by himself is burnt. A Karban Yachid Mincha would be burnt, but not a communal Karban Mincha. Not the lechem apanim, not the karban omer, not the shtei lechem. Those were not going to be entirely burnt. Those were going to be eaten, and that was the misconception, the misunderstanding that some of the kohanim had. Continuing now with parak aleph mishnah. Hey, as we deal with whether or not we may accept shkalim contributions from people who are not obligated to actually give them. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Amru, even though the Chachamim told us in Mishnah Gimel, Ein Mimashkirin Nashim V'Avodim Mikutam, that we're not going to take the property away from women, slaves, and anyone under 20 who have not given shkalim, since they're not obligated to actually give them. But nevertheless, Im Shaklu, if they do contribute shkalim voluntarily, Mekablin miyadim, we're certainly going to accept them from their hands. The Bar Tanura points out, they are treated like regular shkalim, they are going to be used to buy the communal karbanos. However, the donors must intend to give them fully to the karbanos tibor fund, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we're now going to discuss accepting shkalim from people that are ovdei avodah zara, idolaters, and kusim, who kusim are generally speaking assumed to have converted without truly intending to convert. They're considered to be non-Jews for the purposes of most areas of halacha. Therefore, says the Mishnah, ha'ovid kuchavim v'hakusi sheshaklu, if an idolater or a kusi wishes to contribute a half shekel, ein mekablin miyadim, are not going to accept it from them, because idolaters may not participate in the general public communal karbanos, and therefore they can't, and kusim are also treated like idolaters, therefore we're not going to accept the money from them. We're also not going to accept from them the various offering, the bird offerings that are brought by zavim, by zavos, women who have given birth, and so on. V'chatos v'ashamos, we don't accept from them carbon chatos, a carbon asham. Again, idolaters are not considered to be included in those who bring these carbonos, and kusim are treated like idolaters, like of the avodah zara, and therefore these people are not going to be allowed to bring carbon. And we're certainly not going to accept the karbanos from them. However, says the Mishnah, Aval, but nedarim u'nedavos mekablin miyadam, we do accept any sort of voluntary gift offerings that they bring, because the Torah includes idolaters in these kinds of offerings, and kusim can certainly bring them as well. These are voluntary offerings; they can be brought every person can bring them, and therefore we're going to accept them from these individuals as well. Zaha Klal, says the Mishnah, this is the rule. Kol Shenider Venidav, anything that is vowed or donated to the Mizbeach, meaning anything that is a voluntary carbon, a voluntary offering, Mekablin Miyadim, we're going to accept from both the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and Kusim. However, says the Mishnah, Kol Sheenider Venidav, anything that is not voluntary, anything that is an obligation, that is an obligatory carbon, then Ein Mekablin Miyadim, we're not going to accept the carbon from them, as the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Ezra, V'chein hu meforsh ayidei Ezra. Ezra teaches us very, very clearly, Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu, it is not you, Kusim, and us, to build a house for our Hashem, rather we alone are going to build a home for the Rabbona Shalala, and therefore the Kusim, and certainly idolaters at all, are excluded from building the temple, are excluded from building the Beis HaMikdash, or making any contributions for its upkeep, for the carbonos, and so on and so forth. Have a great day.